5:27 a.m. South African time on this beautiful Wednesday morning, Yawmul Arbi'a, the 19th of Shawwal, 1444. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And of course, let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Mulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain, Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Wednesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 19th of Shawwal 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, today we focus on Surah Ash-Shu'ara, chapter 26 and verses 61 to 68. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us that the Pharaoh, the ten-pot dictator, his cabinet, his army, all of them left their headquarters, the royal palace, and now they were in pursuit of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Moses, peace be upon him, and Prophet Aaron, Nabi Harun alayhi salam, and the Israelites. Thereafter, what happens? Chapter 26, verse 61. Falamma tara al-jam'an. When the two groups and the two parties could see one another. So they, the Israelites, in front is the ocean, is the sea. Behind them is the Pharaoh. And this Pharaoh and them have all the arms and ammunition. You know, ten-pot dictators, haramis, that is their style. Qala ashabu Musa, the companions of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. How you say ashabun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So they also, some of them were called ashab. And the companions of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, of Moses, they said, inna lamudrakun, surely now we are caught. We are behind us is the army of Pharaoh, in front is the water, is the sea and ocean. All. He, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, states, kalla, never ever. Inna ma'iya rabbi, verily with me is my sustainer, my nourisher, my provider. Just draw a parallel here. What did Moses say? That my Allah's mercy, my Allah's assistance is with me. Chapter 9, verse number 40, when Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his successor Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu an. Chapter 9, verse 40, Thaniyathnaini idhuma fil ghar. So he, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, was so concerned. If these mushrikeen idol worshippers from Makkah just have to bend, they will see us here in Ghar-e-Thawr. So what did Almighty Allah say? You, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the first one, and Thaniyathnaini, the second of the two, is Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq. Even the Kuffar Shia will say that. Idhuma fil ghar, when they were in the cave, Ghar-e-Thawr, idh yaqulu li sahibihi, remember when Nabi alayhi salam is saying to his companion, la tahzan, don't worry, no sadness, no grief, inna allaha ma'ana, verily Almighty Allah's divine assistance, Almighty Allah's special mercy is with us. Therefore, remember, any person who curses Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu warda and says he's out of the fold of Islam, or his daughter Siddiqa is out of the fold of Islam, wallahi, I have Quran in my hand. Such people are kuffar and out of the fold of Islam, whether they are Shias or anybody else. So you must understand the glory and beauty and style and diction of the Quran. Innama ya Rabbi sayahdeen. Soon my Allah will guide me, he'll tell me what to do. فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى. Almighty Allah uses the plural, the royal pronoun, to stamp his authority, majesty, sovereignty. Who can do this? Who can make the sunrise? Nobody. Who can make the sunset? Nobody. So only Almighty Allah does that. Hence, فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى. And we send the revelation, the wahi, to Moses, peace be upon him. The jutlas, haramis, say Moshi. And we say Musa. In English, they say Moses. That you take your stick, your rod, and strike the ocean with it. So then it became automatically with the power and mercy of Allah, it split open. And for every group. So there were 12 tribes, every tribe knew they must go, yeah, in this one, that one. So 12 pieces, meaning that the ocean opened up and the 12 groups had to go through each one of them. كالطود العظيم أي كالجبل العظيم, like one huge mountain, like Mount Everest. Remember, the waves and the ocean took that shape. Everything happens with the Qudrat and power of Allah. Which scientist, which person can tell you, Professor, that what is the secret there in Cape Town? Maraj al Bahrain yaltaqiyan baynahuma barzakhul la yabghiyan. You have the Indian Ocean, you have the Atlantic Ocean, the temperature is different, the taste is different, the color is different, and yet Allah Ta'ala keeps them like that. Who can do all that? Ye kudrat ka karishma hai. That is a manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah. And then when they seeing all this, the Pharaoh and his ten pot dictators, his cronies and his army, wa azlafna thumma al-akharin, we brought the ocean nearer and nearer to them. Thumma for them al-akharin, for the Pharaoh and his haramis with him and his shaitans with him. So we brought it nearer to them. وَأَنْجَيْنَا مُوسَىٰ, and we rescued and delivered and saved Nabi Musa alayhi salam. وَمَنْ مَعَهُ أَجْمَعِينَ, and whoever was with him. So they crossed and they went through the sand and the land. There was no water. And remember, this is mu'jiza. Got nothing to do with high tide and low tide and that, unless your brain's got some low tide. So you must remember that these are miracles Allah is showing us. Thumma, thereafter, aghraqna al-akharin. Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salam, Moses, Aaron, they crossed over. The people are witnessing with their own naked eyes. They saw that how the Pharaoh and his cronies, all over them, one shot drowned. How Allah Ta'ala sends floods nowadays, hurricanes nowadays, with their nuclear, with their powers, and so nothing they can do. Allah Ta'ala punishes them, humiliates them. ثُمَّ أَغْرَقْنَا الْآخَرِينَ, and the Pharaoh and his cronies all finished, thrown to the scraps of history, everlasting Jahannam and the hellfire. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَةٌ, verily there are signs in that. وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُ مُؤْمِنِينَ, but majority of these people, the Israelites, they won't believe. Therefore they're haramis, they're not the chosen nation, they're a cursed nation. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ, and Almighty Allah is all powerful and all merciful, very very merciful. Let's take you around the globe, national, interlocal, national, international news, views and interviews. First one, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. One of our Tunisian brothers went to the old son, the oldest, write it down, you're writing notes, write down, the oldest synagogue, yeah, in Africa, and they send one, two jutlas straight to hell. Alhamdulillah. Whenever people send the jutlas, the Jews, the Zionists, then to hell, we say Alhamdulillah. So that was was a brave person in Tunisia, and that is the oldest synagogue there. So when you attack our children, you murder our women, then there must be repercussions. But you are morons. You know, Quran says you are morons, you jutlas, especially in Israel. Tahsabuhum jami'a. You think that they are united. Wa qulubuhum shatta. But your hearts are totally fragmented. Zalika bi'annahum qawmun la ya'qilun. You got no aqal, no understanding. You think that the voters will vote for you by murdering more and more children, by voting for murdering more and more women, you haramis. In the morning they carried out attacks, in the evening they carried out attacks, and they think that now the world is not observing. So these people do, who are morons, who are war criminals, from David Ben-Gurion right up to him, Bibi Netanyahu, every one of them is a war criminal. And pay the mass wherever the jutlas are, and they support Israel. For the Palestinians, they are legitimate target. Remember that. That is Islam. We don't care for anybody. When you can murder 1 million Iraqis and get away with it, so what nonsense you are talking. Bennett said, we kill many Arabs. There's no problem in that. So if they kill the Jutas, there's no problem in that. Just use your own logic, you morons. Pakistan, big stories. Remember that Imran Khan is arrested. This is again America and all these enemies of Islam and Muslim. They brought Choroki Hukumat, a government of crooks and thugs. You must remember that. They could not bribe up Imran Khan. Imran told them straight, I'm not allowing you any bases in Pakistan. So who can tell them that? You know the Muslim rulers, Arab rulers, majority of them murtads and out of the fold of Islam and bootlickers. So therefore, Imran must be sidelined and he must not participate. Again, stupid, foolish people, this, you know, Pakistani government. You're making more people sympathetic to Imran and the Pakistani Tahrik Insaf, remember the Justice Party. So now today, there are going to be mass protest demonstrations in Pakistan. They'll put Pakistan on fire. And that's what the enemies want, because it is the only Muslim country. This Arab pot dictators, they're only good for bringing prostitutes. Remember that. See what the leader of Dubai and that he came to South Africa, bring prostitutes. This MBS, all murtads, what he's good for? Bringing LGBT to Saudi Arabia. That's all they're good for. And bootlickers, remember that. So when you have Pakistan, a nuclear state and so forth, so they want to make sure that they must no more be a nuclear state. And therefore, they will go and give these people millions and billions of dollars. See Pakistan, cost of living. So expensive, $1, 270, 280 Pakistani rupees for $1. So they got the Hajj quota for this year, 179,000, 180,000. They return quarter of it, half of it. Say our people can't afford it and so forth. Dr. Fauzia, according to the media reports, wallahu a'lam, the American zalims and oppressors and tinpot dictators have granted her a visa, so for 3 days she can go visit her sister, Dr. Afia, in the hellhole. So you must remember, that's the question we ask America, that you speak of democracy, you speak of human rights, you speak of this, but what my brothers are doing in Gitmo, I'm asking you. And who is torturing them? Where's the democratic process then, and the due process then, human rights then? All haram is this. We must name them, shame them. See the next story, Trump. Trump is charged for defamation and sexual assault. And remember that the story broke in 2019. E. Jean, so that's the lady's name, E. Jean. $5 million he has to pay for defamation and so forth. So obviously he's appealing and that. Israel, the attacker, the haramis, the real terrorists, the war criminals, Hitler's children. Remember yesterday morning, Israeli time, 2 o'clock, 2:15, they attack Gaza. Last night, again, they attack Gaza, and the settlers are celebrating. We murdered and killed so many Palestinians. We killed children, we killed women, we killed the men, we killed the doctors, all that. So that is their mentality, their DNA is that. They murder prophets and messengers. They murder children, baby killers. Therefore, Ronnie Kessler's a Jutla. He's a Jew. He also calls them baby killers and so forth. So the whole world is witnessing. All of you who are sitting on the fence, you can see that who are the aggressors. I give you two quotes and then you will understand. You all, you Gideon and Jonathan and all you Mufatiyas, you understand? You don't understand the term Mufatiyas. It's similar to Haramis. Haramis, you know what it means. So you must remember that what they say, that Ben Gurion, the founder, first prime minister, he said that the old will die and the young will forget. Nay, big mistake, you're rotting in hell already and you will rot forever. Remember, the young know more now about Palestine, and we're going to tell them more and more, so that we're going to take over the whole of Israel, and then we're going to see where you run to, because you're a cursed nation. You must remember that. And then Golda Meir, what she said, also Prime Minister of Israel, she said, we can never forgive the Palestinians. They forced us to kill their children. They always want to play the victim. Remember that. That the Haramis, that is an old tactic. Therefore, me, I agree with Hitler on many issues. He did the right thing on many issues. Remember that. Don't come and just say he did everything bad. Certain things he did were very good. He got rid of all those homosexuals. He got rid of those guys who were charging interest exorbitant rates. He got rid of all these guys who promoted pornography. Isn't it the right thing to do? So don't say everything. Come to our country. Citizen newspaper yesterday carried an article, South Africa is already a failed state and has already reached the level of Zimbabwe. I can't blame them, to be honest. Just think where we are, Lanesia. I have tafsir commentary in the Masjid of the Noble Quran. So after the tafsir, I have Q&A. So brothers told me in Lanesia, some parts 12 hours load shedding yesterday. Some portions 11 hours. We experienced 9-10 hours yesterday. So is that not a failed state? And what do these chaps on top do? Just steal and corrupt it. Not one state entity is working properly. So you must remember, everything the ANC touches, this is the destruction. So obviously that you are causing harm to the whole South Africa, the most developed country in Africa, you made it a third world and a fourth world country. Shame on you. Putin the Harami is giving Ukraine a good thrashing. They're giving more and more arms, millions and billions. Putin gave a talk, you want the war? I'll come for you. You see? That's why we like Putin. We want leaders like that. They say his wife is a Muslim. That's what they say Imran Khan said. But that you can write down as unverified, because you know on social media a lot of things are said. But inshallah, I make dua for Putin. He become a Muslim. Amen. And he will be our commander-in-chief, COC. Amen. And then you see what happens, you must remember. Then all these tinpot Arab dictators, Israel, America, Europe, and also Nak, you will see stars night, daytime, brother. So that is what you will see, inshallah. Just look at South Africa. I told you, you must remember, people who are the worst of the worst, remember, they in leadership. Now the mayor changed. They kicked that Muslim guy out. He say he resigned, but he knew they're going to kick him out. They brought a new mayor for Johannesburg. He's not even 1 week, I think, in power, and already they got him on charges, alleged charges of corruption and what. Can't you get one guy who's not tainted and polluted? And this is Jama'a party. Come off it. You all are making South Africa a circus. Let me tell you that. The laughing stock of the world. And therefore, I'm telling you again, and I'm happy about that. Me, I never ever voted ANC, and I'll never vote. You can quote me anywhere in the world. Khartoum, big problems there. The Royal Palace, that is what the other party is saying. They are funded by America and the West. So the Rapid Force and whatever their name is, they say that they bombed the Royal Palace in Khartoum. That is a symbolic part of Khartoum, of remember Sudan. So they say they have bombed it. Allah knows best. And then you must remember Santis, whatever his name is, the Harami. He is a big person there in American politics. He told them my forefathers were Jutlas and Holocaust, all lies, you see. And now they're going to charge him or whatever. And Maulana Arafat, you can contact him, 084-786-3132. All you who are sitting on the fence, when you sit on the fence, you're guilty of committing a major offense. Remember that. Al-Asi, who's coming to South Africa, he makes sajda on the stones. You see, I saw this everywhere in Iran. So when I came back, I told the South Africans, you know, South Africa, we are the world record, 25 million potholes. Iran, you don't see that too much, you understand, one, two places maybe. So when you know you make, so you go with your car on these potholes, so you have to take your car for alignment and balancing. So these Shias, these Kufar, they put one stone in front for the forehead, another stone for their nose, so one for balancing and one for alignment. Asi is doing that, and you want to come tell me he's a Sunni scholar? 100% Kufar and 100% out of the fold of Islam, these Shias are. We don't carry favor with any person, any organization, any government, government and any politician. The truth must be told. Tomorrow we die, we sit in our graves, we'll be in our graves alone. Allah will ask us that you knew the truth, then why did you conceal it? Think about that, you Muslims. Don't just behave like the Jutlas and the Haramis. So Allah will question me and you. And don't think that the money the Shias are giving you, you're going to get away with it. We're going to nail you, name you, and shame you. Remember that nicely. I did it on Monday afternoon program also in my report back. We will continue doing that. No one will stop us, inshallah. Okay, today, 8:30 to 9, remember, is the program by our doctor. This is a very interesting program. You should listen to it with Mohd Zahid Khan, Dr. Qasim the vet, and they're running a school madrasa for the deaf children. So listen to that, inshallah, between 8:30 to 9 today with Dr. Qasim the vet, inshallah. 11 to 12 will be the bliss of marriage, and inshallah 1 to 105 to 130 tafsir, and then the archives. Tonight, inshallah Al-Aziz, we will be in Tongat, remember that, and Jamaat Salat day for Isha is 7:15, and thereafter the program will be live on Radio Al-Ansar International and on Sirius FM and on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah, inshallah. So Tongat, make dua. You know what happened in Tongat, Mulana? I was 4 years old, 4 or 5 years old. That's what made it tell me. I don't know. My brothers, everybody went inside the water there. So they left me alone. I'm a small lighty guy with my short pants. I said, they're all gone. So I also went inside. I don't know what is swimming. I don't know what's the waves, nothing. And yeah, I'm gone, floating away. They're all looking. One lady, Juleka, we call her Julie. She's there in Witbank, Zakir's mother, Umma Zakir. She came running inside the water and the ocean and picked me up and took me out of Tongat Beach. You see? So Allah Ta'ala's fazal. So Tongat, I must go check the beach so we can give the Jutlas more hiding.
SubhanAllah. Ustad, are you going by any chance to Isipingo Beach? The sisters are asking, Ustad.
Yes, inshallah, tomorrow I will be there, Isipingo Beach, inshallah, by Maghrib time I will be there, and I will be by my beloved nephew, Moana Ismail Karim, and his wife, inshallah, because my sister, her children, her grandchildren, they've all gone for Umrah, mashallah, and yesterday we made contact with them, they're very happy. She said, you know, I got a room, and I'm just seeing the whole Haram Sharif, Haram facing, big, big windows. She's elated, delighted. Allah Ta'ala accept their Umrah. So yes, tomorrow, Thursday, Maghrib, I'll be there by Mona Ismail Karim, DB, Da'amat Barakatuh.
Ustad, Craig says that, why are you blaming the United States of America for the arrest of Mr. Imran Khan?
My brother, you, Craig, don't waste our time. You don't understand nothing of politics. Imran Khan was democratically elected. And then, because he told them, go to hell, I will not give you one base here in Pakistan, and you cannot corrupt me. I'm not prepared to take any money from you. And then they brought that whole vote of confidence. All these Mufatiyas, crooks in the Pakistani government, were given million dollars. If you don't know that, Greg, go back to school and learn about politics. Is not America guilty of murdering 1 million plus people there in Iraq and not murdering 500,000? You're the Jutli, the Harami, the Jewess dispatched to hell, Madeleine Albright. Did she not say it's worth it to kill 500,000 children? You are baby killers, man, Greg. You should hang your head in shame that you don't even know the basics of politics in America. America is a murdering nation. You must remember that. You invaded more than 50 countries after World War II. Go learn all about America.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. He says, please, no ill feelings. That's why I don't like you, Ustad.
Yeah, when I speak the truth and circumcise you, then you won't like me because I give you a good shot, a TKO.
TKO. Ustad, it is almost winter now. The listener says, can I let my dog sleep in my lounge, Ustad?
And then you will feel warm. So remember that. Your dog sleep in the house and then you make everything napak. You understood? Imam Shafi'i, rahimahullah, says, the dog is najasul ayn. Bumper to bumper, top to bottom, side to side, just like the khinzir and the swine. That is Imam Shafi'i's fatwa, his official fatwa. Remember that. So not permissible that you bring a dog and he must sleep there in your lounge, sleep here. You make everything najis, everything will get impure and so forth and so on. So that Imam Shafi'i. Hanafi say the lu'ab, that is the saliva and all that of the dog, that is napak and so forth. We will not allow that as Muslims. Therefore, to keep dogs as pets, totally haram in Islam. That is the kuffar mentality, dog mentality they have. The dog walks in front and they walk behind. So what you call that? If it's not dog mentality. So you must remember that. Therefore, you see so much incest, you see homosexuality, lesbian, LGBT, the dog mentality, remember that. So they're not permissible that. Only permissible to keep the dog for hunting purposes. Only permissible to keep the dog for security purposes. And you keep him outside. You don't keep inside. Remember that. Not permissible.
I see brother Zach. He says, AK, why did Saudi Arabia cut oil prices to Russia, Ustad?
So remember, it's a good move. At least they're using their brains. It's not the Saudis using brains. They don't have much brains. So you must remember that is Putin. Putin runs the show there. Putin says, see, that America is playing games with you guys. You better come join BRICS. So they fell for the trick. Saudi Arabia is the first one in the line to join BRICS. They'll come in by hook or by crook. They'll give money. So many other countries, Iran, Turkey, all of them will join slowly, slowly, and so forth. So he say, let us make more money. How we make more money? Let's cut the oil production. We cut the oil production, the price of oil goes up, and we make more money. So do you know that they thought in America 4,000 banks, Craig, are insolvent? Go read the media. And in Russia, they thought the ruble will become rubble. And Russia, not one bank closed. Russia, you know, go read Scott Ritter. You know Scott Ritter? I read his report yesterday. He says, I'm reporting to you from Russia. And he says, even I'm amazed how much they have progressed since the sanctions have been, sanctions have been applicable on them and imposed upon them, upon Russia. He was expecting it. It's not South Africa, you know, where we keep on scoring own goals. They were expecting it, and they made all the preparation. He does not need the West anymore, Putin. The West needs him. Therefore, you can see the European countries, half of them are losing billions of dollars. There in UK, with Sunak, some places you can't get more than 2 tomatoes a day. So you can see all these things here. And they are selling their oil, they are selling everything to any person. It's a free market for them. So it's a smart move that, if you understood.
Well, let's go to breaking news, Ustad. Brother Ibrahim Anderson, he says, Assalamu alaikum. Kindly help us with the shahada of our 4 beloved sisters who want to embrace Islam right now. They are the wives of some of the brothers who embraced Islam yesterday. Their names are Lucy, Agatha, Jacqueline, Agnes. Kindly choose Islamic names for them, Brother Ibrahim Anderson. Ustad, they are ready. They're waiting for you, Ustad.
MashaAllah, I sent you a message yesterday, my brother Ibrahim Anderson, to thank you. Allah has made you, through His fadl, grace and mercy, the roving ambassador of Islam. He himself was a pastor. He embraced Islam, and now he knows how to speak to them. And that's one thing. Second thing, oh pastor, and you, the 2 so-called Muslims who left Islam, and you joined Christianity, you listening now? the more you think that, like the jutlas haramis, the more you think you're going to remove Islam. Yuriduna liyutfi'u nurallahi biafwahihim. The Western media and their politicians, morons, and them think they can extinguish the effulgence, radiance of Allah with their mouths. Wallahu mutimmu nuri. Allah will let the nur of Islam, the radiance of Islam, spread across the whole entire world. Walau karihal kafirun. Although the kuffar, they hate it. Walau karihal mushrikun. Although the idol worshippers, they hate it. Okay, first thing for you, my fourth, and you, first of all, seven brothers, I hope you're listening there. You got your names, right? We gave you yesterday. Four sisters, we're going to give you name. One, Maryam. Maryam is mentioned 34 times in the Noble Quran. So you must choose who's Maryam. Second one, the honorable wives and spouses of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyida Khadija. So one will be Khadija. So that's two. Next one, Aisha. So that will be three. And fourth one, Hafsa. So you got the names, my brother Ibrahim Anderson, Maryam, Khadija, Aisha, and Hafsa. So mashallah, that are your names. Now you, my four sisters, honorable sisters, read now. Ashhadu, ashhadu, Allah, Allah, ilaha, ilaha, illallahu, illallahu, wa ashhadu, anna, anna, Muhammadan, Muhammadan, abduhu wa rasuluh, abduhu wa rasuluh. So that is the kalima, the formula to enter Islam. From the inner recess of your heart, you must read it. Now we read the translation for you. I bear witness, that truly, there is none worthy of worship, that there is none worthy of worship except Almighty Allah. We worship Him alone. Amen. Not any human being, not any creation, nothing. Only Almighty Allah. I also bear witness that the Prophet Muhammad, that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was, is, will always be the last and final messenger. I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was, is, will always be. Now the last portion. The last and final messenger of Almighty Allah. The last and final messenger and prophet of Almighty Allah. MashaAllah, Maryam, Khadija, and Aisha, Hafsa, you are Muslim. Ameen. Allah Ta'ala keep you us. Ameen. And you must keep contact with our sisters there in Durban or wherever you are. And they are always prepared to help you. We got 1 minute left. Let us make a dua for everybody. And our brother Ibrahim Anderson and our brothers. You know you're like a newborn baby. Chapter 8, verse 38. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَّنْتَهُ يُغْفَلْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. That when you embrace Islam, the sins of the past are forgiven. رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ صلى الله عليه وسلم said, إِنَّ الْإِسْلَامَ يَهْدِمُ مَا كَانَ قَبْلَهُ. Verily, Islam expunges, erases the sins of the past. I sent a message yesterday to the capital group, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and company, that this is your sadaqah jariyah. You started it with Allah's help. And now, how many people embracing Islam? Walau kariyal hasidun, walau kariyal haqidun. Is Allah's system always cry to Allah? Ya Allah, Allah maj'alna min al maqbulin. I make dua for half minute, 1 minute. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil ummihi. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina adhaban nar. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. Tawaffana muslimin wa alhiqna bishuhada'i wa salihin. Ya Allah, reward all these brothers and sisters who are embracing Islam. Make it easy for them. Accept us, Ya Allah, that we propagate the true Islam to the whole entire world, Ya Allah. Ameen. Ya Allah, reward the Capital Group, reward Al Ansar Radio, all the directors, Sirius FM, all the directors. Ya Allah, keep us with Iman and let us die with Iman. Ya Allah, the enemies of Islam, the Jutlas, the Haramis, and the Mushrikeen, the idol worshippers, those who are harming Muslims and Islam, you decimate, destroy them, Ya Allah, bi barakatil Quran, wa bi wasilatin Nabi al Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, bi rahmatika, Ya Rahman Rahimin. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.